Chapter 1. Her phone buzzed. Without taking her eyes from the page, Mallory Barrows fumbled about until her hand closed around it. The book held her bound in ropes of suspense as the villain slipped into the party unannounced, unseen. While she followed him around the edge of the imaginary room, her thumb swiped, tapped, and answered the call as if on autopilot, even as Mallory said, "Hello?" Her breath caught. The guy had found his prey.
"Mallory, honey?"
Without a second look, she dropped the book and sat up, feet firmly planted on the floor and all attention on the call. "Is it time?"
"'Fraid so, darling. Doc says it's a matter of weeks or a month or two, and I promised."
"I'll be there Friday afternoon." Silence followed. Silence born of a man's pride warring with the bleakness that comes from the prospect of dying alone.
"Thank you, sunshine."
A smile formed, despite the ache in her throat. Only Uncle Bud could call a girl by a half dozen endearments in as many minutes. "Thank you for calling. I almost wondered if you wouldn't."
"When a man gives his word, he keeps it."
If only that were true. There wasn't any reason to make him worry about why she would answer that way. Instead, she asked him to call someone to make sure there was plenty of room for her tiny house to park in the drive. "I think beside the house on the right side would be good."
Uncle Bud's drawl provided a layer of salve on her bleeding heart. "Well, sugar, I expect Lou Fenwick can manage that for you."
An awkward silence followed. Mallory fumbled for something to say, anything. But what could you say to a man whose expiration date had almost arrived? That's what Uncle Bud called it, his expiration date.
"Lovey."
The word prompted a smile that crushed her heart at the same time. "I know, Uncle Bud. I know."
"Glad I saw your daddy this summer."
Silence followed. Again. He'd say it, of course. He'd ask her not to tell her parents until it was over.
"They don't need to know about this, baby. Roger'd try to come home, and they're doing good work down there in Haiti. Leave 'em be."
She had to say something. "I won't call, and I won't give them a reason to ask, but I won't lie to Daddy or Mama. I told you that."
"I know. Wouldn't want you to."
After one more promise to be there on Friday, and after assuring Uncle Bud that everything would be okay at work, Mallory disconnected the call with another, "I love you, Uncle Bud." Both hands gripped the phone. Tears poured down her cheeks. Nose running, gulps of air echoing through the tiny little space she called home, heart breaking. Mallory began to plan. First step, letter of resignation.